Dobrý den, skřívám informační dělá do školy telefonu. Pan Hauser, vy k nám asi momentálně do toho překladu, to tak?
A busy morning in the Prague office of the Skřivánek Translation Agency, one of the biggest providers of language services in Central and Eastern Europe. This Czech-owned multinational firm looks a lot different today than it did when the company owner and founder, Pavel Skřivánek, established a small translation service 15 years ago.
The company started in 92 by myself, like one-man show, one-man company. Now the number of employees in administration is 360. It has more than 50 offices in three continents. And at the beginning, the sales were maybe the first month 10,000 korunas. Now they are per month about 40 million.
The rapid growth of the Skřivánek agency and Pavel Skřivánek's achievement in building up the company from scratch makes him one of the success stories of the post-communist era in the Czech Republic. As a young economics student around the time of the Velvet Revolution, Pavel Skřivánek was well placed to take advantage of the new opportunities that arose once the political and economic system changed in this country. The work he finds himself doing today is certainly a far cry from the expectations he had when he first went to college in the late 1980s.
I kind of expected either to leave the country or maybe working, as everybody would expect, for the company of foreign trade for Czechoslovakia, so probably importing or exporting machinery or films or whatever, something in the area. So there were actually two paths I was considering, either staying and working for the state monopolies of foreign trade or just emigration.
Pavel founded his company in the early 1990s, shortly after leaving university. He hadn't initially planned to go into business himself, but quickly decided he wanted to start his own firm after a brief but deeply unsatisfying experience working as an air gun salesman.
I started it after 1 month of employment, and my salary was like $100 that time, and I was commuting like 2 hours to and from work, so I said it's probably not ideal and I should do something with that.
Pavel decided to set up a translation service because it was a business he knew something about, as he had already done some translation work to earn extra money when he was a student. Like many successful entrepreneurs, his early forays into the market had a very hand-to-mouth feel about them, and he often struggled to make ends meet.
I was doing interpreting, which was well paid, and subsidizing from this development of the translation company. I also took some risks, like ordering advertising for translations and then hoping it will bring orders, and from those orders I will be able to pay the advertising, and luckily, it went well.
Although Pavel gradually began to get a foothold on the translation market, he still continued to take some big gambles in order to increase turnover.
It was the motto at the beginning, and it's kind of now as well, never say no to customer. So it was on quite regular basis that customers wanted large amounts, they wanted them quickly, and competitors were hesitating, and we simply said, yes. And then me or other people were sitting at 5 a.m. in the office and trying to persuade angry translators to those we were phoning at 5 a.m. to do jobs. Yeah, it was on kind of regular basis that we got big jobs and you were not sure at the moment if you can do them, but you took them and you simply did everything possible to arrange it for customers. I think you kind of have to do it at the beginning.
Skřivánek's aggressive and fearless attitude saw the company go from strength to strength and win translation orders from prestigious clients such as Volvo and Tesco when they moved into the Czech market. Pavel Skřivánek says his company has also enjoyed a lot of success because the nature of the Czech economy has ensured that there is a big demand for translations and language services.
It became bigger with the internationalization of the Czech economy, and the success of the Czech economy, especially of the export industries and some other manufacturing, is like background for success of translation industry in the Czech Republic, because you have some countries which have comparably bigger economies but not so export-oriented, maybe Poland or maybe Ukraine, they don't have such big translation industry as the Czech Republic.
Skřivánek has also benefited from the advantages of the Czech labour market, which even today offers employers skilled personnel at competitive costs.
Except for Prague, I think the productivity compared to cost on the Czech labor market is excellent. Still very good in comparison to other countries, basically because the labor is still relatively cheap. I think the Czech workers are good, and still they ask for little in comparison to other countries, so they are relatively modest in average. So I think the ratio, what's of interest for entrepreneur, how much you pay and what you get for it, is excellent in the Czech Republic.
Having firmly established itself on the Czech translation market, where it has opened branches in 19 locations around the country, Skřivánek has been looking further afield in recent years. It now has dozens of offices located in 12 different countries, including Germany and China. The increasingly international nature of the Skřivánek company means it is now able to offer its clients translations in well over 100 language combinations. It now also runs a language teaching operation in conjunction with its translation services. The translation industry is one where quality is notoriously uneven, and horror stories about shoddy translations abound, particularly in Central and Eastern Europe. Despite having a number of quality certificates, Pavel Skřivánek hints that maintaining standards is one of the biggest challenges his company continually faces.
The price is very important. Customers simply don't want and don't feel like paying extra koruna. They like watch the cost, of course, logically, because they are also, they have to compete on their markets, etc. So the price competition is an important factor, and it was less. Customers were kind of less price sensitive than they are now. It is difficult business.
Difficult business or not, it's undeniable that Pavel Skřivánek has been a huge success in the language services industry. In just 15 years, the Skřivánek agency has grown into a multi-million dollar company, which continues to expand rapidly. Refreshingly, Pavel Skřivánek says he has no intention of conforming to the stereotype of many self-made men, who are often portrayed as driven workaholics. He claims he'd much prefer to enjoy the benefits of being a success.
Me personally, I try to take it easy, which I think is the real success of a businessman when he's got a successful running company and still manages to work only a few hours per day.
That was Czechs Today featuring Pavel Skřivánek, the owner of one of the biggest translation agencies.